This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Twin Cities-based nonprofit Dream of Wild Health is expanding its farm operation to help meet community needs. But first, the state of Minnesota's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force is continuing its work to create recommendations for the state in its response to the MMIW crisis. Due to the pandemic, no in-person meetings are scheduled for community input, but people can share their stories online, over email, or on the phone.
If you or someone you know would like to share their personal story of a missing or murdered loved one, we have extended the listening period to May 18, 2020.
State Representative Mary Kunesh Podine announced the May 18th end date and encourages the stories be submitted to help guide the work of the task force. Mary Kunesh Podine stresses that stories will be kept private upon request.
Please know that your information will be held sacred and private. We hope you are safe and well.
The phone number to submit a testimonial is 651-280-2661. Email submission is also available at mmiwtaskforce@wilder.org. That's mmiwtaskforce@wilder.org. And comments can be submitted on the Office of Justice Programs page on the Department of Safety website, dps.mn.gov. Next, Dream of Wild Health is adding 20 acres to its existing 10. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
Dream of Wild Health has been providing food to the community through the Indigenous food shares, farmers markets, youth programs, community gatherings, and more. Neely Snyder is the executive director for Dream of Wild Health.
We've just seen over and over again the clear need for us to grow, to add additional acreage.
The additional acreage didn't look like a reality until the beginning of this year. The pandemic has added additional hurdles, but food creation is an essential service.
And at that time, COVID wasn't really a thing, but we still had this long-term vision of, you know, eventually growing out that acreage and providing more for our community, just being that provider. But then COVID hit, and now it's just more apparent that we have to be ready to provide more food.
Dream of Wild Health also provides education and teaches the food producers of tomorrow, and Neely hopes to grow in that capacity as well where they can.
I think it's really going to be a teaching tool for our youth and our communities, and so I'm not sure if we'll be able to expand our youth programs because it's such a closely knit small group of youth that we get to work with. However, you know, when we can bring families out there or have some workshops and things like that, that would be a great opportunity.
The land that Dream of Wild Health has obtained is just a short tractor ride away from the original 10-acre farm. The new land was previously farmed for corn, and it'll now be converted into a more biodiverse community of plants, trees, birds, and insects. Jessica Greendeer is Dream of Wild Health's seed keeper and farm manager.
We've been doing some invasive tree removal at this point, but essentially we're looking at adding different fruit and nut trees in the alleyways. And then not only is it providing a windbreak for our crops that we're growing, but it's also providing habitat for insects and birds. We're looking at adding a lot of cover cropping and soil amendments to the property. A lot of the trees that are coming down are actually going to get wood chipped, and then we'll actually reincorporate it back into the soil. So that way we've got what they call mycoremediation. So essentially adding some more organic matter into the soil to start building it back up again.
The process will take years, but it's already tillable soil, so carrying out Dream of Wild Health's vision will be a little bit easier than starting from untouched land.
I'm grateful that we're able to start healing the earth in this particular spot, and hopefully it'll help our neighbors want to expand that vision for the rest of the community.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.